السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دام وبركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah Ta'ala grant you and Abba afiyat and good health, and may the Ummah benefit tremendously from the beautiful nasihat given every morning. Hazrat Mufti Sahab, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum Maulana Salim Kareem. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim. Bismillahi r-Rahmani r-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul 'uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 29th of Rabi'ul Akhir 1447. We in South Africa and few other countries, we should scan the sky tonight. Remember, after Maghrib, the moon, the crescent, is 27 hours old. Hence, inshallah, it will be sighted in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, Palestine. Today is the 30th. So, automatically, tomorrow will be the 1st of Jumad al-Ula. So, inshallah, tomorrow, Thursday, 99% of the cities, countries, continents of the world, we will start and begin Jumad al-Ula together, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, we focus on chapter 57, Surah Hadid, regarding the steel and the iron, and verse number 10. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is praising all the Sahaba, all the companions of Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Obviously, amongst the prophets and messengers, Almighty Allah Jalla wala taught us, Tilka Rusulu Faddalna Ba'dahum. Allah Ba'd, that you will find the prophets and messengers, that some of them are much greater in rank and status compared to the others. So not all are the same in rank and status. So Almighty Allah has enshrined that in the noble Quran, in the beginning of the third juz, and that is Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse number 253. Tilka ar-rusulu faddalna ba'dahum ala ba'd. And Imamul Anbiya wal Mursaleen, the greatest, the most beloved, the most precious to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla in the entire universe is Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, chapter 2, verse number 253. So among Sahaba, they all are Sahaba. Definition of a Sahabi, that person, male or female, who saw Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, or met the Master alayhi salatu salam in the state of Iman, Islam, and passed away with Iman and Islam. So all the munafiqeen and hypocrites and kuffar are excluded, obviously. So then among them, that they are the greatest in rank and so forth, we'll give you the references just now. So that is how you should understand it. So for us to protect and to defend the honor and dignity of Sahaba, that is compulsory and farz upon us. Namus Sahaba ka tahaffuz karna wajib aur farz hai. You call it Namus Sahaba. To protect the honor and the dignity of the Sahaba is an integral part of our faith. See what Almighty Allah states. Chapter 57, verse number 10. Wama lakum. What is wrong with you, O Muslims? So verse like this is for all times, all places, all circumstances. Allah tunfiqu fi sabilillah. That you don't spend in the path of Almighty Allah. Now, if you analyze this verse and look at it properly, thoroughly, you will see Allah is not speaking about spending money only. So spend in the path of Almighty Allah. So whether it is money, whether it is food, whether it is clothing, whether it is your abilities, capabilities. For example, Junaid Mota is a master in computers. He's a master in so many things. You see, with Allah's help. So let's just say that he doesn't have much money, so he can teach people all these skills that he has mastered and so forth. So that all will count as infaq fi sabilillah, spending in the path of Almighty Allah. Walillahi, and it belongs to Almighty Allah, the lamit tamlik for ownership. Mirasus samawati wal ard, the heritage of the heavens and the earth, the celestial creation and the terrestrial creation. Everything belongs exclusively, solely, only to Almighty Allah. Me and you will say, my house, my shop, my warehouse, my factory, my farm. But for how long? 5 years, 10, 50, 100 years, and then you die. And then it goes to the next generation and carries on. Then it goes back to Almighty Allah, the entire universe. Almighty Allah is speaking about those Sahaba that in Makkah Mukarramah they made so much sacrifice. Then after the Hijrah and migration to Medina Munawwara, so now the second year Badr, third year you must remember was Uhud, and thereafter you had Khandaq, and then Hudaybiyah, and then Khaybar. So all this happened, remember, before Fatih Makkah. And remember that Sahaba went there to Mu'tah. So that was also before the Fatih Makkah in the 8th of the Hijrah, during the month of, you must remember, Jumad al-Ula and so forth. So the point we are making here is this, that what do we see? Almighty Allah showing us the different ranks among the Sahaba. Radiallahu anhum ajma'in. La yastawi minkum. You Sahaba, they are not equal. Why? Man anfaqa min qabl al-fath wa qatal. The greatest of them will be those who spent, who dies with death, gave their wealth, everything, min qabl al-fath, before the conquest of Makkah, wa qatal. So one side they were spending their resources and money and materially and physically. Waqatal, and they were prepared to die with death and pass away if the need arose. So therefore we the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah say, the greatest Sahaba, companions, students of the Master alayhi salatu salam are who? The Ashara Mubashara. Remember that the 10 people whom Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam in one gathering, if we were in Masjid Nabawi now, I should show you the exact place where the Master alayhi salam gave them that bisharat and great tidings. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Then you have Ashab Badr, those who participated in the Battle of Badr 313. Then you have the people of Uhud, and then the people of Khandaq, and then Hudaybiyah, and like that. So it goes on and on. So their rank is much, much higher compared to who? To those, remember, who came after Fatih Makkah. Because now, remember, the people were entering into the fold of Islam in their droves. The opposition was minimal. Ulaika, those are the people, Allah says. The meaning Sahaba who were there in the initial stages. Imagine Sayyida Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha. She believed in the Master alayhi salatu salam when there was nobody believing in him. She gave all her resources, money to the Master alayhi salatu salam. She's the mother of 6 children of the Master sallallahu alayhi salam. Hence mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, innaha kanat wa kanat o Aisha siddiqa. Don't speak anything about Sayyida Khadija. She is unique. Her rank and status is so lofty and exalted. You see that? Ulaika a'zamu darajatan min alladhina anfaqu min ba'du wa qatalu. Their reward will be the maximum compared to those people who spent min ba'du, after the conquest of Makkah, wa qatalu, and they fought. So which battles were fought after the Fatah of Makkah? Go in chronological order and see. The Battle of Hunain, those of you who are in Makkah, or you're going to Makkah shortly. So when you go from Makkah towards Taif, tell the taxi driver to take you to Hunain. It's on the road. And you just stop there. So till today it's open land. And remember that there, That is where the battle took place after the conquest of Makkah. Then from there, the Master alayhi salam went to Taif, and that battle also took place in the 8th year of the Hijrah. And then in the Rajab, in the 9th year of the Hijrah, there the campaign of Tabuk, and which we did already in our tafsir in Surah Tawbah. So that was also a very big test. So that was Akhiru Hazwatin Ghazaha. An-Nabiyul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the last battle, you see that. So their rank will be less, but Allah gives great tidings to every Sahabi and companion without exception. So this ayat alone will make the Shias, Pakka, Kafirs, they're rejecting it. Allah forbid, Naqli Kufr, Kufr Nabashat, Naqlul Kufri, Laysa Bi Kafirin. I am telling you what this Kufar Shia say, like Khomeini, La'anatullah Alay and his ilk. So you must remember, they say Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa, radiallahu anhum, Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhum, and others, they in Jahannam and Hellfire. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Allah is saying, وَكُلَّوْ وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى, and Almighty Allah has promised all of them Jannah. So who must we accept? We must accept what Quran says, not what people say and all these type of things, and bring about historical data. History means nothing in Islam as far as dalil and evidence goes. So Mustafa, Rasulullah, Sallallahu Sahaba, a special. Chapter 9, verse number 100. وَالسَّابِقُونَ الْأَوَّلُونَ مِنَ الْمُهَاجِرِينَ وَالْأَنصَارِ. Those people who were the first and the foremost among the Muhajireen, the migrants, and the Ansar, those who came and they met Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam in there, remember that the Bay'ah, Bay'atul Aqaba and so forth, prior to the migration. So they are the first and foremost among the Ansar. So their rank is much, much higher. وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, and those who followed them afterwards, like Khalid bin Walid, Amir Muawiyah, and all of them. So they joined also, you see that, and those who came after Fatih Makkah. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ. See, Allah is saying, I'm pleased with them, but you Shia kafir, you're not pleased with them. So that's not our problem, it's your problem then. So وَالَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوهُمْ بِإِحْسَانِ, they followed them, the Sahaba, with sincerity. They fulfilled their duty with beauty and sincerity. رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُمْ وَرَضُوا عَنْهُ وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارُ خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا أَبَدًا. So Almighty Allah is using such praises for Sahaba and the companions, radiallahu anhum, that for them Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla has prepared the gardens of paradise. And then see the word there, O ulama, O students, O listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba. Look at the Quran, chapter 9, verse 100. وَعَدَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي تَحْتَ الْأَنْهَارِ. Yeah, the word, the preposition, min, is not mentioned. For me and you ordinary people, mortals, inshallah, with the grace and mercy of Allah, we enter Jannat al-Firdaus. For us is mentioned Jannat in tajri min tahti al-anhaar. But for Sahaba, Allah said Jannat in tajri tahti al-anhaar. All the streams and all the rivers and all the lakes of Jannah will be flowing for them, for Sahaba. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu said, Ikhtarahumullahu li suhbati nabihi wa iqamati deenihi. Go see in Mishkat Sharif. Allah jalla wala selected them for the companionship of the Master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and remember to establish Islam in different parts of the world. Khalidina fiha abada. They will dwell there in Jannah forever and ever. Zalika al-fawzul azim. That is the supreme success. Remember when the munafiqeen and hypocrites or the Shia kuffar or whoever attacks and criticizes the Sahaba, then remember, you must remember this verse here, you must quote chapter number 9, Surah Tawbah, verse 79, where Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks about Sahaba. فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ, and you are the ones who mock the Sahaba, you ridicule them and so forth. Then سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ, Allah will mock you, Allah will send you to Jahannam. Quran Kareem states very, very clearly, remember that, ولهم عذاب أليم. And for them there will be a horrible, terrible punishment. So go read, this ayat was revealed when they criticized the Sahaba who were contributing for the Battle of Tabuk. Chapter 9, verse number 79, in defense of the Sahaba. So that is your lesson for today. وَقُلْ لَوْ عَدَ اللَّهُ الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ خَبِيرٌ. And Almighty Allah is all aware what you are doing in the brightness of the day and in the darkness of the night. I leave you with this message. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the only Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, enshrined in the Noble Quran, chapter number 21 and verse number 107. Wama arsalnaka illa rahmatan lil alameen. So Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you see that? That is that he is Rahmatul Alameen, selected by Almighty Allah for the entire creation and universe. And then that you see authentic hadith in Tabarani. So there you will find there that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sabba ashabi, who swears, curses, condemns my sahaba. So you must remember, what must you do? Then tell them, فَأَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. Allah's curse is on them. And Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's curse is on them. And remember that all these people, the people's curse and angels' curse. That's in Tabarani. In Tirmidhi is mentioned, when you see the people, but when you see the people that they're criticizing Man sabba ashabi and all that, فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. The Master alayhi salam is commanding us, curse them for the evil they are perpetrating. Open Tirmidhi, you'll see the words. فَقُولُوا لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَىٰ شَرِّكُمْ. Therefore we say Khomeini, لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ, in the light of this hadith. So we need to wake up. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, and any, you must remember, country and so forth. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today's news, views, interviews, we told you about the moon story. So all of you, inshallah, try and scan the sky and look for the new moon and crescent. You will see it, inshallah, in multiple places. So these are the local, international and national news, views and interviews. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, one jutla dispatched well. Many injured by Hamas. We support Hamas, alhamdulillah. We make no secret of that. Two bodies were returned of the hostages, the Jutlas, Haramis. And what did Raghib? Raghib is one of the ministers there, the Harami, La'natullah alayh. He said, we must take Yahya Sinwar's body and we must burn it. You see that? That are Jutlas, the swines, the pigs, the monkeys, the donkeys, and the dogs that they are. All these words are enshrined and mentioned in the Quran for the Jutlas, for the Jews, you see that? You see, Kushner is there, Vance is there, Vodkov is there, all three musketeers, three haramis. So what Kushner said, he said the portion that Israel is occupying, we must start the reconstruction there already, you see. Steal the land, master crooks, you see. If the, any Hamas puts a bullet through any one of them, it's 100% legal Islamically. So Gaza reconstruction must be starting immediately. That's what Kushner says. Is under discussion and deliberation and so forth. Now look on the other side and look at our Arab tanpot dictators, Murtadin, Khabisin, Gaddarin, the impure ones and the non-Muslims, Saudi Arabia, Emirates and all these haramis put together. You all know the soccer player, that Cristiano Ronaldo, whatever his name. He donated $2 million for the Gaza children. Imagine. He got nothing to do with Islam. And when he meets the Israeli ministers, politicians, he doesn't shake hands with them. He just looks away. He gives them a smack figuratively in their face. So these are people. And you, Muslim, you youngsters, Messi, Messi, Messi. Messi has messed your life up. Messi is giving money to the hostages and the families and so forth. So you juxtapose and draw a comparison. So crazy you are. Your brains are also gone upside down. The food entering Gaza is far less than what is required, maybe half only or one third only. So that are jutlas. They promise something and keep on breaking the promise. Only two places the food is coming in. The north of Gaza, hardly anything is coming in there. You should know all this. So Chikli Mama. Yes, sir, in Yemen we got one named Chikli Mama. You get some people, you know, they yell like cowards. They frightened for everything, you know. Even if a bird makes a noise, their huzu will break and all that. So you call him Chikli Mama. So there is one harami there in Israel. His name is Minister Chikli, the harami. You must add that. So he must apologize. Why the hell did you bring Tommy Robinson here? And he's talking more nonsense than anything else. So he will have to apologize. Allah does graces them. Putin, we like Putin. We like some haramis. Because anybody harms America, Europe, Israel, we support them, Muslim, non-Muslim. So last night also, they attacked Ukraine. Today is day number 1336. 1,336. So Putin is sending the missiles and the drones. And from Russia would love, you see. So some parts of Ukraine, no water, no energy, nothing. You know, there was a young girl, 5 years old, Hind Rajab. You can say Hinda Rajab or Hind Rajab both ways. And beautiful little girl. But this Israelis, haramis, baby killers, murderers, put 355 bullets into her and into her car and vehicle. So now there is the Hind Rajab Foundation. And now they found out exactly which Jutla was responsible for her martyrdom. And now her name is reverberating throughout the world. Sean Glass. You, Sean Glass, you're going to hell. Let me tell you that. And now we're going to charge you for murder, multiple murder, and so forth and so on. The Israelis are in panic mode. Many countries not going to allow them. Thailand says no jutlas here. And in the restaurants and so forth. And remember that if they catch them, and now, and Jazeera, the TV and radio and whatever you want to call, they release the names of 30,000 pilots who participated in the genocide there in Gaza. That is Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala. Trump shooting his big mouth, the pedophile, the rapist, and is another big shaitan there. Pedo, pedo in the White House. That's the slogan going in America. Trump says the Middle East countries, meaning Saudi, Emirates, Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, and all these haramis and murtads, they will fight Hamas. You're telling me the Saudis going to fight Hamas? So Hamas, they just look at the Saudis and they run away. You must remember that. And there's Emiratis and all of them. They're the biggest cowards and shaitan, Oladu Iblis they are. They can't fight their own battles, you must remember. Now I saw yesterday, but I don't see it now. But I saw it myself in the Haaretz newspaper. They say MBS will be going to the White House to meet Trump very soon. You see that? So now I wonder what the Washington Post will do with him, because he was a journalist, you must remember, for the Washington Post. And you remember what MBS did with Jamal Khashoggi. He made Qurbani of him and slaughtered him and put chemicals. His whole body disappeared. So what he did in Yemen, killing thousands of innocent people, and how many ulama and awliyaullah are in jail, putting sanamas in Makkah and Medina, harami, murtad, you Salafis. You're a disgrace to this ummah. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal. Yesterday I tried something. You will see on your phone. You must remember that sometimes they say that we are AI. We are Mita. You see, this Mita is not the Mehman Mita. You see, that Mita means sweet. So in the Mehmans you will get Mita. You see, Dr. Mita and this and all like that. You see, very famous doctor. So anyway, you must remember this. So I said, let me test it out. So I asked him question, asked him or her, whatever you want to say. That is Netanyahu a war criminal? They give you a long story. I asked, is Israel guilty of genocide? They will tell you it's a very complex issue. So all these are run by Zionists and Jews and haramis. So I asked, what you say about the Jutla haramis and so forth? They couldn't answer properly. You see that? So we must name them, shame them, nail them, these haramis. So Bibi fires national security chief. Why? We can't get the matter sorted out in Gaza. how Afghanistan was the graveyard for the British and the Americans and the Russians, Gaza is becoming the graveyard for the Americans and the Jutlas and everybody else who's supporting them. I think these Jutlas, these Jews, it is in their DNA to steal. Steal the land, steal the money, steal the olives, steal everything. So some Jutlas went to Thailand. You know, there they got temples and all that in Bangkok and all. So now they put money there inside. Like how you find in some mosque, the lila box and what have you. So the Jutla went there and he stole even that money. You must remember the temple donations. Can you believe that in Thailand? So these are Jutlas. Allah disgraces them, punishes them. Israeli troops removing families from the West Bank. So the Democrats now are saying that you, Republican Party, you must stop and prevent the annexation, remember, of Israel, of the West Bank. Since when you became so pious and so holy, all that Biden and your party, you're also a bunch of war criminals. Who prevented and vetoed the ceasefire there, you must remember, in the United States Security Council and so forth. So they just play, you understand, one against another and make us fools in the process, you must remember that. Listen to this, Mohd Salim Kareem, and you true Muslims, listen to this shocking. Pakistan, the current regime, Shahbaz Sharif and his, the majority corrupted to the core. Now they have become the darling of Pakistan, of India. Pakistan has become the darling of India. Oh, sorry, let me repeat that. Pakistan has become the darling of America. Why? Because the ties are no more so good between America and India. You see that? So Pakistan has suddenly become the darling and so forth. So now they compiled and all that a syllabus for the schools, right? So now in that syllabi, they've got their diniyat, religious studies. So this is Sunnis, this is what Sunnis say. This is what Shia say. In the same book, this is what, from young, from the primary school, it goes on. You see that, right to matric or whatever. So, and then, and Mufti Taqi Usmani wrote a foreword, a taqreez on that book and praised it. So what does that tell us of Mufti Taqi Usmani? I told you before, I can never agree with him regarding his stance on banking and that. You ask our Maulvis, when you corner them, they say Mufti Taqi Sahib. Mufti Taqi Sahib is not Dalil, so you must not prove in Islam. So he opened the door, the back door for interest. Digital photos, he opened the back door for films and movies and all that. People will use all this. And I always told you, he's very close to the Pakistan government. Now you think he can write against them on this? You think he can write against Pakistan army, what they are doing and so forth? So nothing, he can't do nothing on that. Man ata sultanan uftutina. Go open, remember Abu Dawood. The nearer you come to the rulers and the kings, Allah will put you to such threats, to such fitness and trials, you will be put to trial. You won't be able to speak. You see, in Pakistan, Mufti Taqi Usmani. So he might be a great scholar, we're not discussing that. But on these issues, we totally disagree with him. And today is there, once upon a time, the beloved. And see today, a ghaddar, a traitor to Islam. Remember, therefore, I told you, me, I don't want to see today's face, and we don't want to meet him also. Even if he comes there, you see, in the 90s, and then it was somebody else. But today, under MBS, they changed. They are just like chameleons, they are. No meeting between Trump and Putin or BO and Sargov and that. They said, go to hell. We don't want to meet you, Trump. You're wasting our time. Israel, listen to this here. I saw it in the Haaretz newspaper. Israel suddenly are getting so much criticism from the world and the global community. Israel to compensate Gaza fishermen for destroying their boats and all that. You're going to compensate them for that. When are you going to compensate them for the hundreds of thousands of people you murdered and martyred in Gaza, you Jutlas, you murderers? Nicolas Sarkozy is in prison. He started yesterday. He thought he will use the money of Gaddafi for his election. And there, Allah ki lati be awaz hai. He's sitting quietly in jail, solitary confinement. Ehud Barak, former Prime Minister of Israel, raping 15-year-old woman there in the Epstein place, Lolita and all that. So all the juicy details are coming out now, you see that, in that book of that lady, Virginia, and her memoirs and so forth, how he raped her and so forth. So these are jutlas, rapers, murderers, and killers, and so forth. Allah is disgracing them. Trump is building upon the eastern side. I went inside the White House, you see that, in 2000. Nothing special. That paint also was falling off when I went there. Hopeless, useless. So Trump, now the eastern wing of the White House, you must remember. So they demolished it and is building a ballroom there. I don't know how many million dollars. Who's paying for it? You're going to get some Arab guy to pay Trump, you harami. The Emirates are building in UAE. You Muslims, you love to go to Dubai. You love to fly Emirates. Those Emirates are khabis, they murtadin, ghaddarin, traitors to Islam. They bought acres and acres of land there in Israel to build their embassy. You call them Muslim. So pakka murtads, I call them. Japan's first female prime minister, you see that? They must remember. That Vance is there, the harami. He said there'll be no deadline for Hamas. They're to disarm and all that. They know that Hamas will give their life. They won't disarm. You come and bring your Saudi army and Arab army and American army. You one settler, one bullet. Nigeria, another sad story. A tanker explodes and people go and steal the oil. You see that? And people are injured, 40 people injured, and so forth. Listen to this story. Listen to this story, you Westerners. You see that? The British police arrested our sister, Dr. Rahma. Why? She's a top shot doctor there in Britain because she criticized Israel. Go to hell. You America, you United Nations, you King United Kingdom, your whole lot haramis. You are responsible for all this mess here and so forth. And when you arrest you, what you can do to me? And my voice is heard by you. Go to hell, man, with your anti-Semitic and Holocaust, all the nonsense there. So you must remember the largest Palestinian march in history in Korea. You see that? South Korea, it means. You see that? North Korea, they send another missile into the sea. So ching, ching, chong, you see that? Is a master, you must remember. South African news quickly. So hunger is a big test for South Africa. Who said so, Cyril? But Cyril, how much money are you and your ANC wasting and stealing corruption and cronyism every day? Gang violence here in Westbury. Junaid Mutta, you know Westbury is not far from us. Two people killed there. What you doing, La Sufi? You see that? MTN. I only use MTN. I don't know. I like it. They got worldwide, Africa, yeah, there, everywhere, 300 million customers. How many? 300 million. Lucky we part of them also. So U.S. tariffs to hit South Africa very badly after a few months. Allah protect us. So remember quickly the programs today, 8:30 to 9, will be with Mohazahid and Mufti Hassan. He's American, but he's in Pakistan. So he'll give you some good news from that part of the world. And then 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage. And then will be, inshallah, 1 to 2 Tafsir. It's Wednesday. Make dua between Zohr and Asr. It's Sahih Hadith. Imam Bukhari mentioned in Al-Adabul Mufrad. Costa, we're coming there to your part. I'm laughing, you know, people send me message. Mufti, you must visit my mother. You must visit my uncle. How many people are going to visit? Tell all the papas to come to the masjid. And we will be there, Maghrib to Isha. We'll meet them there. Allah reward my brother Haji Suleiman Yaqub and our Haji Yusuf, Umar, Isa, Damat Barakatum, Brownie, they call him in Rustenburg. Allah reward them all. And the papas meet me in the masjid, and the appas, you meet my wife, she'll be there also. So you just ask the Maulana where they will be. Insha'Allah al-Aziz, Allah reward tomorrow, Rustenburg, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.